certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win in Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. How are you doing today on this Wednesday, September 15th? You can always hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Keep those downloads coming. Like always, I always appreciate all the support on this podcast. Who are this season's top 50 NHL players? Find out on Locked On NHL podcast. Joe DiBiase, Mike DiStefano, and Rachel Donner reveal the top 50 players as voted on by our local experts across the Locked On NHL network of podcasts. Subscribe to the Locked On NHL podcast on YouTube and turn your notifications on so that you never miss an episode. On the pod today, we're going to hear from a few players down at Oilers rookie camp: Dmitry Samarukov, Philip Broberg, and Mr. Xavier Bourgault. Just a couple clips from each of them. They met with the media today as they did their medicals and the physicals and all that stuff, and they'll hit the ice tomorrow. So yeah, we'll hear from those three players. Just again, some quick clips. Remember, these guys are young. Two of these players are not from Canada, so don't come at me and say, oh, Hernan, those interviews were so short and they were bad. Well, no, they're pretty good, and kudos to them. So and just a shout out to the media, got to give them the credit there, as well as they were out there asking the questions and were able to use this audio thanks to them. So I just want to throw that out there. Obviously, I can't be there as I'm working 10 to 2 at TSN 1260. So shout out to the Edmonton media. Third segment, we'll hear from Jay Woodcroft, the coach of the Bakersfield Condors, doing some good work down there. We'll hear about 5-6 minutes of his pressers. He'll be kind of running the rookie camp here, and he knows most of these players, and some more than others, obviously. But yeah, we will hear from Jay Woodcroft. Just another quick epi here before we get going for real. We're a week away from main camp. Oh, and guys, Duncan Keith showed up. Duncan Keith is here, so we can stop the complaining.
Yeah!
He has made it back. He is here. No one needs to go crazy anymore. But we do have some news from the Edmonton Oilers. We'll get to that here right away. Earlier this morning, the Oilers announced that forward Dylan Holloway underwent successful wrist surgery on Tuesday afternoon. Recovery from yesterday's procedure, it's about to take, expected to take about a minimum of 3 months. That's tough news. This is a guy that I know a lot of fans and media like wanted to see. No guarantee he was going to start the season here, but a guy we wanted to see in how close he was and all that. So we're going to have to wait a little bit longer, probably into the new year, and then probably expect him to go to the AHL, play games there. And who knows if he even gets a call up this year, but tough news there. Always, it's always crappy to hear this stuff, especially with young players, and it's a wrist surgery. Not good. Holloway originally required surgery for scaphoid fracture. I hope I said that right. While playing at the University of Wisconsin earlier this year, and during that recovery process, it was determined by the Oilers medical staff that's and surgical hand specialist that he required further surgery. His rehab will take place in Edmonton under the supervision of the club's medical staff. Of course, he was drafted 14th overall in the 2020 draft. He signed his entry-level contract back in April after spending 2 years in some college hockey. Dylan Holloway will not be with the Edmonton Oilers to start as he deals with this wrist injury. Truly, truly unfortunate. Hopefully, he can bounce back stronger and better. And before you know it, we'll be seeing Dylan Holloway in Oilers colors. And then late this afternoon, well, no, I shouldn't say late, just about when I was about to leave the Dave Jamieson show, the Oilers announced that they have signed forward Colton Seaver to a professional tryout agreement. Seaver spent the 2020-21 season playing with the Penguins, notching 5 goals, 5 assists, 2 penalty minutes in 46 games. He's also played in Dallas, who drafted him in the 4th round back in 2007, as well as the Florida Panthers. He is 32 years old. And now, listen, guys, it's a PT PTO, I think with Dylan Holloway going down, I had Holloway, Perlini, Benson, all those guys kind of vying. You can throw Kyle Turris in that mix, vying for maybe a spot on the fourth or being that extra guy. I highly doubt they would have kept Holloway as an extra because you want him playing games, but you know what I'm trying to say here. So Colton, Seaver here. Dallas, yeah, he played there. His highest points totals was 26 back in 2014-15. Played 71 games. Most goals he's scored has been 11 in 2015-16 with Dallas and in 2017-18 with the Florida Panthers. So this is a guy that he plays bottom 6 minutes, probably your fourth line, and the production is not too bad. I mean, in that anywhere from 10 to 20, 24, 23 points is not bad. So we'll see what he brings. I mean, I'll be honest, I know the player. No, he's goes to the tough areas. He's a grinder for sure. 32 years old. So we'll see what he can bring. I mean, it's a PTO, so it's so low risk. Like if it doesn't work out, you just walk away. And if it does, it does. And now he's listed as a center. I truly don't know if he can play the wing. I'm sure he can, especially if we're talking about bottom six. But Colton Seaver is a guy that, we'll see if he can push here, see what he brings. The Oilers have had some luck with PTOs. Some have worked out real nice. Alex Jason, we all remember that one. So and other ones like, remember, was it Chris Versteeg who left? Yeah, yeah. So Colton Seaver with the Edmonton Oilers on a PTO. Check him out on HockeyDB. You can see his numbers there. Like career high, 26 points. Career high in goals, 11. Last year, 10 points in 46 games with the Pittsburgh Penguins. You got Ryan McLeod. You got Derek Ryan. You got Devin Shore. You got Kyle Turris. So he's in that mix, right? Especially if he's a center. So we'll wait and see on that. And expect maybe one more. I'm a little surprised it's a forward and not a right shot defenseman. I mean, there's not a lot of sexy names out there, but something's got to come defensively, at least I think on that. But coming up, we'll hear from a few Edmonton Oilers prospects as they kicked off rookie camp with medicals today down at Rogers Place. They hit the ice tomorrow. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. All right, hockey fans, now I'm going to give you the inside track on fantasy hockey. It's Fantrax. Fantrax free NHL Fantasy Hockey League Manager is the most customizable, easy to use and feature rich platform in the industry. Sign up for free today, and as a special offer for Locked On Oilers fans, you'll be entered to win an official NHL signed Nathan MacKinnon jersey. Simply go to fantrax.com/lockedonoilers and sign up. The top dynasty fantasy hockey platform in the industry, Fantrax is the most customizable fantasy platform offering the greatest fantasy experience for your dynasty, keeper, redraft, and best ball league. Go deep with the ultimate keeper and dynasty leagues, create a simple redraft league, or even a custom best ball league with up to 2,000 teams. Coming from another service, Fantrax can import any of your current leagues and customize if needed. Ever have a trade go wrong or make a mistake in dropping a player? If you've had leagues on Yahoo or ESPN, migrate to Fantrax for the better experience. Fantrax Commissioner Tools allows you to undo any move with one simple click. Among the most trusted names in fantasy sports since 2008, offering hockey, football, baseball, basketball, college football, golf, soccer, and NASCAR. If there's anything lacking in your current fantasy league manager, Fantrax like he has it. Fantasy sports doesn't sleep, and neither does Fantrax. With seasons running 365 days a year, there's a reason why fantasy players who try Fantrax make it the permanent home for all their fantasy leagues. Again, sign up for free today and be entered to win an official NHL signed Nathan MacKinnon jersey. Simply go to fantrax.com/lockedonoilers and sign up today. That's fantrax.com/lockedonoilers. Fantrax, the home of fantasy sports. Today I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am your man, Hernan the Man from TSN 1260. Hit me up on Twitter Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. The season is getting closer and closer. We're a week away from main camp. Duncan Keith is in town. You can go on Twitter and see videos of him skating with the boys, his number two. So it does look kind of cool. Now we'll see what he can do during the season. But the big boys get going on the 22nd and the rookies get going tomorrow. They'll hit the ice as they did their medicals today. And let's hear from a few of the Edmonton Oilers prospects. Let's kick it off with a guy that might push here. Maybe, I don't know if it's realistic for this year, but maybe next year for sure. Dmitry Samarukov. He was drafted in 2017 in the third round. 84th overall, and he's a guy that comes with some pedigree. He played last year at CSK Moscow. 48 games, he had 8 points, 12 penalty minutes, but he was a plus 24. The year before that, in 2019-20, 47 games for the Bakersfield Condors, where he had 10 points, 24 penalty minutes, and he was a minus 5. Of course, played his junior hockey with the Guelph Storm. And Dmitry Samarukov is a guy that I know a lot of the experts and a lot of people in the Oilers brass are high on, and he's coming off an injury. He's been cleared to play. Remember, I think yesterday I told you that he still was wearing the non-contact jersey. He's been cleared to play, and it looks like he will be playing in the weekend games against the Calgary Rookies. So here is Dmitry Samarukov, and first of all, he was asked how he was feeling after the injury and being here at rookie camp.
Hello, I'm good. How are you? I had a great last year playing back home. Feel good. Doug gave me a green light, so ready to work.
Pretty funny too. There's a few questions where he's like, I don't know. He's like, go look at the stats. So you see, he's got some some flair to him, that's for sure. I like this guy. I like what I saw in the presser. He was also asked, is he ready to play in the NHL?
When I first came to AHL 2 years ago, that was a really good for me year for learning how to be a pro player. And then this season in KHL, I was established myself as a pro player. So now we're trying to, you know, knock on the door.
Yeah, definitely. He's close. I don't know how close. I didn't see him play last year. I leave it to the people that have watched him play and saw him play in junior. They think this guy could make the jump. I don't know if it's realistic to start this year. Maybe halfway through, maybe towards the end, or maybe even to next season. We'll see how he fares at training camp. And it's not the worst thing if he starts in the AHL, of course. But we'll see how he does down there. And if he's knocking it out of the park, you can guarantee he might get a few looks here with the big club. But we'll have to wait and see. One of the bigger names at camp, Philip Broberg, the 8th overall pick back in 2019, was taken with some good and bad. Some people really liked the pick. I know some people didn't like it, like my good buddy Guy Flaming, who does a great job on the Pipeline show. He wasn't, nothing against Broberg, but he didn't like him where he was selected. So a lot of questions with Philip Broberg. He dealt with some injuries, and this is a guy that a lot of Oilers fans want to see in the lineup as soon as this year. I don't think that's realistic either. I think he's closer towards next year. But you never know. Maybe he's ready. Who the hell knows? But Philip Broberg, he was asked his expectations going into this season.
It just feels good to be back here and to rookie camp. And he's had a good summer and preparing for this. So I just look forward for it.
A guy that a lot of eyes are going to be on here, especially in rookie camp, and I think even more in main camp. And one last one here from Philip Broberg, kind of an up and down season last season. So he was asked about how did it go last season?
I was happy with the start of the season. Went to World Juniors and didn't really go our way in World Juniors, and come back and wasn't really happy with the finish of the season. But I was preparing myself this summer to have a better season this year. So just look forward for it.
That was Philip Broberg meeting with the media today. And one more player we'll get to here. He was this year's first round selection, 22nd overall. Remember, the Oilers moved down. They didn't take that goaltender everybody wanted. But a lot of good things being talked about this player, Xavier Bourgault, 22nd overall this year in the first round. He's a center. He shoots right. He's 18 years old. He'll be 19 in October. And he plays with Shawinigan. Last year, he had 40 points in 29 games. The year before that, before COVID hit, he had 71 in 63 games. So definitely a guy that's offensive. How will that translate to the NHL? We'll have to wait and see. I think he's still a few years away. And he was asked, how was the rest of his summer after being drafted?
Yeah, so after the draft, I've been busy the last week. I had the U20 camps in Calgary. And after, I came back to Montreal to finish my program with my trainer. I think I have a big summer this summer. I took the 10 pounds, so I think it was a good summer for me.
So a good summer for Xavier. Said he worked out hard. We'll see what he can do this season with his team. And one last one here from Mr. Xavier Bourgault and what he wants to take out of the next week or two here with the Edmonton Oilers.
Not like comfortable on the ice, not get impressed by the other one, but for sure, I want to show that for the next year, and I'll be able to make my place here, and even even if at this camp, like to show my game and what can I do on the ice.
Xavier Bourgault, this year's first rounder for the Edmonton Oilers. You also heard from Philip Broberg, who was short-answered, but I know a lot of fans want to hear from him. And Dmitry Samarukov, also heard from the big Russian there, who's good to go for camp. He can play in the games. Doctors gave him the good old okay. So it's going to be good, because the only guy that's going to be missing now is Dylan Holloway, which is truly unfortunate. But excited to see these three guys. And on top of that, I'm excited to see Konovalov and a handful of other players. It can be interesting. Saturday, definitely going to have that, hopefully, on the stream while watching the Elks as well. And just seeing how these guys play here. And it's quick, right? These guys, for the first time meeting a lot of these guys, the lines, there's not a lot of chemistry. So it's always fun to see who stands out and who kind of gels right away. So fun times for sure, as the hockey season is upon us. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jay Woodcroft, the head coach of the Bakersfield Condors. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, right locked in on their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is something for everyone. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Go to built.com and use promo code grasshopper15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code grasshopper15 for 15% off at built.com. One last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, and we'll get to Mr. Jay Woodcroft, who's entering his fourth season with the Bakersfield Condors. He won the championship last season in that kind of COVID season, which within the division and all that, but he's done some good things. A lot of his players have excelled under him and been able to make the jump to the NHL, and he continues to do great work. Of course, he came in with Todd McLellan. Todd McLellan was fired. He took over as the head coach down in Bakersfield, and for me, he's done excellent work. But here is the head coach of the Condors as he met with the media today ahead of rookie camp.
Can you just maybe start with the objective here at rookie camp? Is it kind of just to get the guys used to what it's like to be in an NHL dressing room and around an NHL club? Or is there any evaluation going on here? Or I guess what's the balance between evaluation and kind of teaching?
Well, it's the first part of the hockey season is rookie camps that are happening in 31 other cities across the league as well. So it is an evaluation camp. It's an opportunity for the youngest players in our organization to make an impact, to grow their game each day, to hopefully earn a spot in main training camp. So it's an important time and an important step for these younger players to set the table for their month of September, sure, but also to set the table for their year as a whole.
Now, just with the circumstances last year with the pandemic, are there some players that played in Europe that you guys haven't seen in over a year, and you're going to have to really kind of assess where they were last time you saw them and where they are now type thing?
Yeah. You know, just given the nature of where the world was at and how some of our assets played in different leagues all over the world, some in Europe, as you mentioned, some in the American Hockey League, and obviously the big team here in Edmonton, it's nice to have everybody together, and it's nice to be able to get a first-hand look rather than watching something on video. And we spent a lot of time over the last few months preparing for this camp and getting a handle on the players that were coming in, what their strengths were. And it's going to be nice to see the whites of their eyes and roll our sleeves up and get to work with these young players.
What do you want to see from Samarukov? He spent 1 year with you, then went back to play in Europe. Do you anticipate a much more, I guess, experienced player from playing both places?
Yep. First, I want to see him. I haven't seen him yet. I haven't bumped into him yet, just yet. And So I'm looking forward to seeing Dimitri and catching up on a personal level first. You know, we've been in touch over the phone and we've talked, and he's had a real good relationship with our defense coach in Bakersfield and Dave Manson, and they've talked a lot over during the pandemic and just checking in and making sure that he was feeling good. Obviously, he's returning from injury, so the most important thing, Matty, would be that he's feeling 100% and able to be a full participant, and I'm just looking forward to see where he's at. And I think this rookie camp offers him a good opportunity to get up and running so that he's feeling confident heading into main camp here next week.
I'm just curious, you know, there's a lot of guys on this list that you know, that you've coached, that you've had for an extended period of time, and there's a lot of guys that you don't know very well. So how do you kind of approach that as you head into this week? Are you kind of watching the guys you don't know more, or vice versa?
Well, as I said earlier, I think you want to get to know some of these players on a personal level off the ice, and that's what today's about, and bumping into guys, learning their first name, kind of what their history is, allowing them to be a little bit comfortable in the presence of the coaching staff. So I think that's important. I think when we're on the ice, you're evaluating everybody, but you're also evaluating how the practice is going. So there's a lot of stuff happening during practices. A lot of times we'll go back and rewatch the practices and discuss individual players. I think everybody that's in camp has an opportunity to make an impression, whether they're a high draft pick, whether they're a free agent invite, whether they played in Bakersfield last year. What a great opportunity for all these young men to come in and really leave an impression, not only on our coaching staff, but on the big club's coaching staff and management as well.
Obviously, there's some unfortunate news this morning with Dylan Holloway, and that's a guy that you had a little bit of experience with. Again, you didn't get a chance to see him play because of the injury, but what would your message be to a guy like that, and what do you think kind of the future can hold for him when, you know, this injury kind of pops up again?
Yeah, I was very impressed during my time in Bakersfield last year when Dylan came down, and he was part of our team. He didn't play in any games, but he was a part of our team. He got to get his feet wet at the professional level, learned how we prepared, how we practiced. He was a valued member of the team that went on to win our division in the playoffs, even though he didn't play in the game. So it was a great experience for him. Mm-hmm. I think his main goal right now is to get healthy. I think obviously he had surgery yesterday, so he's in the very early stages of his convalescence. The message I'd send to him is, to continue to make sure that he's doing what the doctors say and following the treatment protocols that our staff here lays out for him. But, he's an exciting prospect for the future of this organization.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you have a little bit of experience with Philip, with development camps and whatnot. What are your expectations of him as he gets his first season in North America up and running?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for Philip to come in and be with his peer group again, his age group, some of the players that have been drafted alongside of him. Obviously, he had the experience of coming into the camp during the bubble last summer, and that was a fantastic experience, but that was with a lot of the players on the big club. There were a few younger prospects mixed in there, but now he has a good opportunity to lay a foundation for his season. He has an opportunity to build confidence each and every day so that he's ready when main camp starts next week.
Awesome. That was Jay Woodcroft. They're talking Holloway, Broberg, Samarukov, just expectations, new guys, all that as the rookies get going tomorrow on the ice. And remember, game Saturday here in Edmonton against Calgary, and then back in Calgary on Monday, and then main camp on Wednesday. But let's wrap this one up. Let's put a bow on it. Thank you for the downloads. Keep those coming. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. You can always connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. For my producer Juanito, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Chat soon.